You guys are listening to the Anti-Marketing Podcast. Today, Val is here with me co-hosting.
Hello.
And we are chatting with Ryan, who is the VP of Fruitive.
Hi.
Ryan is also the chef and wears many Fruitive hats. Mm-hmm. So, Ryan, tell me how you got into it.
Yeah, so I started at Fruitive as just a part-time job. I was in grad school at ODU, getting my master's in education, and I just came in one day. Someone had been like, "You are hippie-ish. You'll like smoothies, like these healthy smoothies." And so I went in to grab a smoothie, and then I was like, "I need to work here. This is a good fit." So they happened to be hiring that day, and it really worked out well, the timing, because it was small at that point. We had just won the Virginia Beach location, so it wasn't common that they would be hiring, but they needed someone. And the manager was like, "Come in tomorrow and interview." And so I started just part time, and then it grew very quickly to more than full time, and then lots of different, and then it became much more of like a career path. So
yeah,
it was a journey from the bottom to the top, and that's like, it's been a great way to go because it's really how I learned everything and like got time to master all the different steps and all that. So
tell me about like the, I don't know, core values behind Fruitive for like those that don't know. Mm-hmm. Clearly, you know, I know, but like,
right, yeah. So like the elevator pitch, as much as we hate that, for Fruitive, because not everyone knows.
Yeah, so Fruitive is 100% plant-based, which is another word for it's vegan completely. We started using the phrase plant-based like years ago before it was like the word cool to use now. Yeah. It's very, very trendy now, but it's a little more like loosely used now. Back then it really, you know, it was meant to just apply to like not just vegan, but like whole food plant-based. So unprocessed, really minimal, single ingredients. So like fruits, nuts, seeds, vegetables, whole grains. It definitely has grown over the years to just be like sustainable is the big one too, where it's, we're like focused on a lot of compostable materials, and obviously just with being plant-based, that the sustainability aspect of it comes into where, you know, we're not using any animal products, so that's a much less carbon footprint. And yeah, we just want to basically be able to provide the healthiest food we can to people and make it just easier to get it, because when people are eating out, they don't even necessarily want healthy food, but you know, we want to be an option so that way you can get something healthy if that's what you're going for. And yeah, we have, I, in my opinion, it's the healthiest menu that I've seen like really anywhere, because it's really just focused on like quality ingredients and quality calories, not stuff that is like just kind of gonna fill you up and not give you any actual benefits.
Yeah.
Any health benefits. Yeah, so that's the general gist. Just trying to provide healthy food for anyone who's willing to try.
Perfect.
Yeah. I know. You mean like me on a regular basis.
Yeah, everyone wants, like, no one can disagree, like, yeah, we need more fruits and vegetables in our lives, but it can be hard to...
It is hard to find. Yeah. It's hard to find when you're out.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me then, like, how you think you guys got from one little store at Hilltop.
Yeah, to the four we have now. It was... So when I started, we had the one in Virginia Beach, and like right around when I started, we were really getting geared up to open our city center location in DC. And so the owner of Fruitive, Greg Roseboom, he has just always wanted to like expand it, because his main overarching goal is to really just try to make healthy food accessible, not just here in the whole country, and especially like on road trips and things like that, mm-hmm. because it's so hard to find. So, you know, he's wanted to expand from the beginning, and we opened in City Center 5 years ago, I think. And It was a learning experience for sure, because we hadn't prepared for, like, oh, we don't have anyone here to train people or do any, you know, it was the second one, so we, you know, it had the time with Hilltop to progress, but with City Center, it was, like, a big shock, and it's way more people there, obviously, mm-hmm. so, yeah, it was a lot in the beginning, but that's kind of how my role, like, I started to go up there. My family's from Northern Virginia anyway, so I would just go back and forth and help in D.C., and yeah, we established ourselves there and then opened a couple in Norfolk. We closed the Ghent one during quarantine. That was, you know, one of the many sad parts of quarantine. Mm-hmm. And then, but we have the one in the Hilton, Maine in Norfolk. And then we opened another store in DuPont Circle in D.C. 2 years ago, I think, at this point. But yeah, it was, I just kind of went through each store and helped to open them, and then, you know, moved along to the next one as we were opening it. And then we were gearing up to franchise right before quarantine happened. And then, we were about to, you know, we had our first one ready to go, and we're, like, about to start the building process, and then everything got shut down.
Quarantine.
So hopefully we can get back to that, you know, and start franchising very soon. And, you know, looking at more people who are interested in that.
How would you say, or, like, why would you say you guys are successful? Like, obviously, there has to be, like, some level of success mm-hmm. to right. go from one to four.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And from one market to another market yeah. also.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, that's a
and
big deal.
And it still
deal.
Works. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I would say, I mean, that's the thing where we kind of saw that in Ghent, it didn't really work there. And I think part of that was, like, Norfolk's just not that big of a city yet. Mm-hmm. It's still fairly small, and I think it seems a little bigger than it is. And in D.C., I think it was really successful, and especially in Virginia Beach, too, because I think it's just the client base there is, like, there's a lot of health-conscious people that want to eat that food, and we definitely skew more towards the female customer base, and that, I think, it's not surprising to me. It's a little more, like, females are usually a little more conscious about what they're putting into their bodies. So
that's the
customer base that we hit a lot. But, you know, it's also a lot of people who are exercising a lot. A lot of people who are just interested in eating something plant-based, especially now since so many, like, younger people mm-hmm. are more interested in that. It's something that people search for and then will find us. And yeah, I think it's just been our avocado toast, honestly, is probably the number one thing that has got us.
Which I'm not angry about. Yeah.
No, have you had the avocado? Yes. Do the avocado toast?
Yeah. It hasn't, that fat has never dipped, so we'll see. Hopefully it stays.
I, like, regularly crave it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have
good.
I told you that I tried to replicate it once? Like, it was a Sunday, you guys weren't open, and
I need
the avocado. So I, like, obviously, like, know what's in it, and uh-huh. so I, like, tried to do it myself, and I, like, yeah. made it. It was garbage.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was garbage avocado toast.
I can teach you how to do it. It's really just the pesto is what makes it, like, differentiate from other, because there's plenty of avocado toast. They're all good, but I think, yeah, ours is just sets it apart from that. It's the pesto. That's what makes the real difference. And people are always like, what's on top? And it's like, really just salt, pepper, and oregano. It's very simple, yeah. but it goes well together.
But it's so good.
Yeah.
And that's, like, the thing that I think a lot of people don't realize,
yeah.
or a lot of restaurants don't realize. Like, you don't need to have 850 ingredients.
No.
You don't
mm-hmm.
need to, like.
Yeah.
I will seek out that mm-hmm. avocado toast,
yeah.
even though I could attempt to make it, I'm yeah. gonna fail, you know?
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things for us is, like, using such simple ingredients and making stuff from scratch is something that's been hard for us to, like, convey to customers, like, how much we make stuff from scratch as compared to a lot of restaurants that don't. And we make our nut milks for our smoothies, like, it's just nuts, water, that's, like, it. And we make our peanut butter, which is just the roasted peanuts. Like, there's no oil, no salt, nothing in it. So it's, like, that kind of stuff that you won't find in really any other place. And, yeah, the simplicity is good.
The simplicity is so good.
It is good.
Yeah.
So good. And it's all very approachable.
Yeah.
Which is good. I think also
yeah.
it helps people are... Probably why you guys are so successful. Like,
yeah.
it's not a thing that's scary to go in
yeah.
and try. Like,
people at least
people
are coming
in and,
like,
eat
the veganism thing.
Right.
But a while ago too, that was more so, like, no one would think that they either thought vegan food, like, did not taste good ever, or it was just, yeah, unapproachable. Like, I don't know what any of it is. So, yeah, trying to make it just something that is appealing to everyone it's been challenging, but it's working for the most part, so that's good.
As somebody who is not vegan, it's appealing to me. Yeah. And so, like, and it makes it appealing to, it makes it appear so much more sustainable, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not vegan for, you know, but for any other reason than it's easy in my mind.
Yeah.
I always grow up, you have a meat, you have a potato, you have a veggie, and that's what you eat. Standard, like, that's what you eat, and it's easy to do it. But when you walk in there, you don't leave thinking, oh, I was, like, missing part of my meal.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not. You still feel as energized. Mm-hmm. You still feel great. Probably sometimes better.
Generally, probably.
Yeah.
Definitely a comment we get a lot. Like, I feel really good. I don't feel like too overly stuffed or too, you know, I just feel good after, which is a nice experience because sometimes when you eat out, you don't feel that great.
Right.
And so I've even gone in there and gotten, like, I'll get, like, avocado toast in a smoothie, and then I'll leave, but I'll also get, like, stuff to eat later.
Yeah.
Because I would much rather you make it than me make it, as, like, a general rule in life. Like, you don't want me to cook for you, and I won't. Val gets to eat my chili on Wednesday, and so she will probably tell you that she doesn't want.
We'll see.
Yeah,
chili's a good one. That's hard to mess up.
Fingers crossed.
We'll see.
If not, we might be having smoothies.
We might be pop it in. But yeah, so I mean, that's one of the reasons that I like it, though, is when I am trying to eat healthier, which is, like, always, I don't feel like I'm sacrificing anything when I come in either. Mm-hmm. You know, like, if you're craving, I mean, like, I don't know, ice cream.
Yeah. Our dream date, our cacao power, like, I always tell people that. I'm like, that smoothie is essentially a healthy version of a milkshake. You're going to feel much better. Uh-huh. It, you know, it's going to satiate the same, like, craving you're having, but it's just, yeah, you're going to feel a lot better, and it's, like, real things. You're, you know, you're just getting a lot of banana then and some peanut butter, dates. Like, there's not even any sugar, you know. We don't add ice or sugar, so it's, like, really very good for you, and, yeah, you can be like, I just had a milkshake and...
Right.
Don't, like, have to feel bad about it.
Yeah. I will have this dessert. So speaking of, like, recipes and things, how did you get into that part of it?
I think I just started when I was younger. In college, I used to watch the Food Network, like, all the time. And then, I don't know, I've just always been interested in cooking. I almost, like, went to culinary school instead of just regular college, but I just didn't really want the, like, late night lifestyle of a chef. And then it just came through, like, cooking for lots of people in college. Everyone's like down for a meal.
That's true. Someone's gonna cook it. It's fine.
And then I just did a lot of just cooking on my own. I used to work with kids, and so I worked at, like, some outdoor educational places, and I would cook for big groups, like, a lot there. And once I started working here, I just, as, like, my role grew, I was just trusted more to be like, whatever you're making, like, is good. So it'll be, we'll just put that on the menu. And then, once I started to work at Fruitive, I really started to get more into, like, the educational side of it and, like, learning about all the nutritional values of fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, and how to use them, because I didn't know, when I first started, I didn't know anything about, like, you know, using cashew as, like, a huge base for vegan food. Like, it's so versatile, and you can use it in cashew cheese, but in, like, so many different ways, and there's stuff like that that I would never have probably picked up on my own, but, yeah, through Fruitive, I definitely learned a ton about it, and, yeah, our staff, too, they, you know, not everyone knows what all the ingredients are when they start, for sure, or is even vegan.
I was going to ask, is it a prereq to be vegan?
No, actually, a very small percentage of our staff is, and that's how our customers are, too. It's, like, very small percent is actually, like, fully vegan. It's that point of just being, like, more accessible to everyone. So, I've just been cooking now a lot, and then we started over quarantine, like, a meal delivery service, and I'm sad we had to end it because I, you know, moved away from DC, and we just kind of needed to spend more time working on, you know, focusing on the stores. But it that was great because I could be really creative with that and change, you know, the meals up every week and do a lot of cooking on Mondays before we delivered on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like the most for sure in a chunk of time that I've ever cooked, but it was great. So.
Well, and then you like come up with things like the cashew cheese pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the pizza is something I just did. We started that maybe right before quarantine.
It was like right around it.
Yeah, it was somewhere around.
I was
going to
say, I feel like it was like the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, and we've been trying to, you know, expand into more things that like people would crave for dinner and stuff because we've, you know, been seen as a breakfast lunch place for a long time, but having something hot like that that's, you know, people like pizza at any time, so.
When they're so good.
Yes.
Like, yeah. They're so, like, again, mm-hmm. like, it's that, like, idea of, yeah, maybe I'm craving mm-hmm. a pepperoni pizza, but if I go there and yeah. I have, like, I, mm-hmm. my yeah. craving is satisfied.
Yeah, the pizza yeah. has been great, too, because with the cashew base, like, there's a lot of vegan pizzas now that you can get because there's vegan cheese alternatives, but even that, you know, is still pretty processed and it's not. Quite, vegan cheese still has like a ways to go. It's getting there, but it's not quite
closer. It's
getting closer. Yeah. And so, for me, cashew is just like it's good.
It's like the answer.
Yeah. It just mm-hmm. it like has its nutritional yeast too. Is like the big thing that vegans use. So that gives it kind of that cheesy flavor, and that's what's really.
Yeah. Well, I think about that Caesar. There was like a. And the take-home meals, there was, like, a Caesar mm-hmm. with, and they used, like, the cashew cheese, yeah. and it was so good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just make, like, a cashew, yeah, I probably eat way more cashews than normal people, but, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's, like, if you're, like, especially if you aren't eating, you know, meat and things like that, it's, like, you do have to have a source of fat in your diet anyway, so nuts are great for that, so, yeah, and avocado.
It's been very nice also, and not even... just that it's vegan, but both of my kids have food allergies. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. and like they can't eat dairy and soy.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
the pizza super, was like very yeah. exciting yeah. for us in our house.
Yeah.
And it's like we started going there pretty yeah. regularly
it's
too.
It's only not good for people who have a cash allergy, but other
right,
than that.
right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But if you have it's been very nice. It was very exciting to like be Googling things and like yeah. find places. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah, we've been really.
Kids can eat a lot there.
Yeah, that's been a huge thing too. Just like the growth of food allergies, and so like we just, yeah, we can be really sensitive to that, which is great. Because yeah, all those people should be able to eat, you know, out and eat where they want to eat too. So.
Well, it's nice too because whenever we do Whole30, I usually go mm-hmm. there a lot, mm-hmm. and on Whole30 you can't have. Like anything.
Yeah.
We're actively, like,
we're
Al
on
and
right
I
now.
Are both
yeah.
actively
so,
on Whole30.
Like, kind of craving yeah. everything.
So I'm like, tell me more about the pizza that I can't yeah. have right now. But I can have a lot of other things there. So I can have yeah. a lot of the liquid meals.
Yeah.
I can have the antioxidant bowl. I just have to yeah. take out the granola.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I do it with extra bananas. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. and it's...
a ton of fruit, which is great.
Yeah, and, but yeah. it's also so easy yeah. to substitute.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, our staff is so used to... yeah, we just can specify to, like, really whatever someone's needs are.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So tell me then, like, what do you think is, like, the biggest challenge then? You know, obviously there's been, like, obstacles mm-hmm. and things.
Outside of quarantine
Outside
things.
Of COVID.
Yeah.
Because, like, everybody knows, everybody is feeling that in some way, shape, or form. But mm-hmm. in terms of, like, getting the message out or getting people to, like, understand... mm-hmm. what Fruitive is all about. Like, what would you say is the biggest challenge? Or maybe there's not one.
I would say it's, yeah, I think the biggest thing that, like, goes against us is maybe that it's so healthy, and for some people that's just, like, they're never going to seek that out when they eat out. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not, if someone's not eating out that much anyway, it's, like, they're going to go and get a burger and fries probably, because that's
right.
like they want to go to a sit down place, like have that with beer, and that's totally cool too. So it's like those things that, yeah, I just think there's a large like chunk of people who probably just like would never have any interest in in what we're doing. But you know, thankfully there are a lot of people who are, and so you know,
I feel like if those people though tried it, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and it,
getting them in the door would be one
right,
thing.
Yeah.
It's a little expensive too. I mean, that's the thing I think that probably turns people. away if they're seeking something that's, you know, if they just want to sit down. And because we're kind of in that in between, like, we are fast casual, but we're not fast food for sure, and we're not like a full sit down place. And so it's like a higher price for, but it, you know, it's such higher quality ingredients that we try to convey that, and like, you know, that it really is like full of produce, like our liquid meals, we call them that instead of smoothies, because it isn't like no ice, no sugar, mm-hmm. and at any other smoothie place, like that's not what you're gonna get. You are gonna get that like filler in there. And so, you know, even though the prices are higher, it's because we really do use like these whole unprocessed ingredients. And yeah, I think just getting people to like understand that, I mean, even if you tell them that, they still sometimes will not want to hear it. But the owner's mother, she used to work at our farmers markets, and she would always tell customers, like, you pay for it now or you pay for it later. And it's true in terms of, like,
that is
your
true.
Health. Like, if you don't focus on your health when you're, you know, growing up, then you will pay for it later. So, yeah.
Well, and that's one of the things, you know, you talked about, like, fast casual and, like, the mm-hmm. places that I think like that, for, like, those that have never been comparable to but higher end than, I would say, like, Panera. You know what I mean? Like, in terms of, like, lunch. If I was mm-hmm. gonna, I could go to lunch at Panera, mm-hmm. or I could go to lunch at Fruitive.
Yeah.
And, like, the price difference isn't that vast.
It's not. Mm-hmm. But it's, yeah, for a lot of consumers, I think it's just, yeah, even when they see that, or it's just, like, the difference of, like, you know, our wraps are pretty big and they're filling, but I think people see, like, oh, well, it doesn't have any sides, or like it doesn't have the extra stuff that like a lot of you know mm-hmm. restaurants do. But it's, you know, that wrap is like
you don't need that
whole thing. Yeah, right. That whole wrap and still be like wanting a lot more. So
the first time that I went to Fruitive, I ordered half an order of avocado toast and a dragonberry smoothie, and I got the big one.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, like that'll be like maybe I'll be full. Like, I should be fine. Dude, I drink, like, half that smoothie.
Yeah.
I finished the avocado toast because it's the avocado toast.
Yeah.
But, like, I was so full. And I think that's the thing people don't realize, too. Like, you don't have to be that. And so I think it's cool with what you guys do that, I mean, it is, like, we were talking earlier about, like, changing habits, because we're on Whole30 and doing, like, all the things to, like, change the way you eat and whatever. I think what you guys have is a really, like, unique opportunity to change people's habits in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the hope. I mean, just to show people that, I mean, a lot of our stuff, too, because it's such singular ingredients, it's like you really could, you know, make this at home. It may not be quite as good as you feel like it is when you have it.
First of all, it's not.
But had you made avocado toast before that? Ever?
Yes.
Oh, you're supposed to say no.
No, I have. I have tried variants of avocado toast pre having Fruitive's avocado toast. I no longer make it because when I want it's like a real thing.
It's hard making it at home.
But I think about like the, and if, you know, this is ridiculous that I can't think of what it's called. The produce blends.
Yeah, the produce blends were a huge shift over quarantine, and that's something that it's like, yeah, you could just throw some fruit and vegetables in a blender and drink that at home. But yeah, we do have, you know, we've worked a long time on getting like those ratios down of like, why would it taste better with like this much lemon versus this much and stuff like that. So,
well, and you think about like how much they are, and but like if I went out and bought all those ingredients and tried to make that myself.
Yeah, it's the labor.
I would spend way more than that.
It's the labor and people. Yeah, just, I mean, juice in general. We pulled away from that during quarantine, which has been a huge shift for, especially our Health Hub customers. If any of them are hearing this, they're probably like, juice pack. But
I like the produce blends as an alternative.
Yeah, and they're, you know, the big reason we shifted is because of that. Like, juice is great, but it doesn't give you the fiber and the full nutrient content of it. It strips away all that. And so for us, it was like, well, you know, we really do want to give people what they're paying for. And if you're paying, you know, $10 for that produce blend, it's like you want to absorb all those nutrients, not just like pee it out. You know?
Right.
So
that's,
you want it to be beneficial to your body.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I remember, so the one that I get the beet one.
Mm-hmm. There's two, Beet Faster and Brighten Up.
beat faster. Mm-hmm. And
that one's super healthy because it's like all the root vegetables.
I know. Yeah. But I love a root vegetable. But it's a thing that I can have on Whole30. Yeah. It's a thing that if I'm like working, I can just like pick up and go. Yeah. So like that's another thing that I think that you guys have done that not everywhere else has made so easy. Like you can just like go and pick it up. So if I have 5 minutes.
Yeah. You can just swing by.
Swing by and get. I don't have to wait for somebody to make it. I don't have to wait for it. It's already there and made.
Mm-hmm. Quarantine, one of the like few good things from it was definitely like it got people more used to like our app ordering and like online order or just calling ahead or whatever it is. So that way it's like, you know, people didn't want to be inside anyway. So now it's like they're just kind of in that mode. And so they'll just call ahead or do it on the app. And then you really can just grab it and go. So
yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. So what do you think is next? Like, you guys change your menu seasonally, you guys.
Yeah.
Is it almost time?
Yeah, not yet. Well, we did like start some new things in the spring, and we'll probably keep most of those through the summer. Like
the because beach things breeze, are the same.
Yeah, yeah, that beach breeze blend that we just did, it's like a strawberry lemonade, and that's been really popular, and so that for sure is good in the summer.
Well, can you talk to me more about that? Is there sugar? There's no sugar.
No, it's just fresh strawberries, pineapple, a little ginger, and lemon.
All
right. There's no sugar. So it's like a little tart, but it's, I mean, it's great. Like, it's so refreshing.
Can you only get, where can I get that?
You can get that at all of the locations.
Yes.
Yeah, at Hilltop, they have them there. It's like, it might honestly need to stay year-round because I think after the summer we're going to see that it was, like, one of the bigger sellers. So, yeah, people see it. And, I mean, pink drinks in general just, like, look good. So people are attracted to them. And, yeah, but that one is good.
Well, I think, like, that's the kind of thing, too, like, you think about it, just like avocado toast, you know what it is.
Yeah.
Like, if you tell me it's a strawberry lemonade,
even
if it's a variant of what I know a strawberry lemonade to be, or the avocado toast is a variant of what I know avocado toast to be, if I'm, like, a new person coming in, I'm going to get avocado toast, I'm going to get the strawberry lemonade, I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is the best of both of those things.
Yeah.
And it all still adheres to that, like, plant-based mission.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because strawberry lemonade's, like, great anywhere, but it is, like, a mountain of sugar. So if you're getting it there, it's, like, just the natural sugars from the fruit, and that's it. So it does make a huge difference for sure.
I'm actively figuring out in my head when I'm going to be at Hilltop to pick up the strawberry lemonade. I've been craving strawberry lemonade, like, really badly.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so what's next? So what's next then for menus for...
Yeah, I think in the summer, I mean, I think the next thing is just, like, trying to get back to normal numbers. definitely back to, like, normal sales and things like that. Hilltop has, you know, been pretty steadfast throughout because that's our original location, so people are just...
We have a great experience there.
But in D.C., we had a huge drop-off because... we rely on like very busy lunches there for all the office workers, and that hasn't been happening. So we'll see when people come back to work there. But yeah, I think just getting back to normal-ish, and then getting back into franchising will be the next big like venture. We were about to do one in Nebraska before quarantine.
What?
Which is a very random place to have another fruit. But
is there like a high like plant-based community in Nebraska?
Like, it doesn't seem like the place that would have a lot, but apparently in Omaha specifically, it's a pretty like progressive town, and I think they would be, you know, excited about it, but we'll see. If the guy who wanted to, we'll see if, you know, I'm sure after things settle, he'll be like, all right, we can get back to this.
So. I mean, that's so cool though, to like take something from, and that you were part of it. And grew with it to like take something from, hey, we're this like little shop in Hilltop.
I mean, it definitely has the feel of like, I mean, when you go in, it has both. Like, you feel like it's very local and like that it's this like curated little shop. But then, by the way that like the design is, you're like, is this a chain?
I really thought that it was like a big chain.
People ask a lot, and I'm always like, I don't really know what. I mean, four is a small chain, maybe. I don't know, like, what actually constitutes it.
When it switches to a chain, I don't know.
That's what one of our co-hosts, Missy, asked you, and I told her, I saw her this weekend, and she said, I told her you were coming today, and she's like, aren't they, like, a big chain? I'm like, oh, They're based in Virginia Beach. Yeah. They started Hilltop.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was, like, so shocked when I first moved here 6 years ago. And I was, like, I just didn't think that there would be a full... I couldn't believe there was, like, a fully vegan restaurant mm-hmm. here. And then, yeah, but people... are just supportive because it's just good food, whether or not it's
right.
vegan. It's like it's
right,
just
exactly.
good.
Either way, yeah. yeah.
Were you always vegan?
No, I was vegetarian I've been vegetarian since I was a kid, but then I switched to being vegan at some point when I started working at Fruitive. Like after a while, I was just like, yeah, I've learned so much yeah. and I eat mostly here.
Right, I know how to make this easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was a kid, when I was like 10, I just was like very, back then, it's not like there was that much out there about it anyway. Mm-hmm. I was just like, the animals, I just can't. I was like, the sole reason when uh-huh. I was younger. So
I am waiting for one of my kids to do that. Like, yeah. Piper.
Piper.
Yeah. I have a 9-year-old who is very soon.
Yeah. When they make the connection, sometimes they're like,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Bren's that way too.
Yeah.
We had shrimp for dinner last night and she was like, but wait.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
It's already here though. So
they're like,
mm-hmm. But it'll be so much easier now than it right. was when we were kids.
Well,
now,
I mean,
not
growing
thing.
Up, I was like, just, yeah. I tried to not be like a pain about it or anything. I would just like eat side dishes everywhere.
Right, right. It was really pretty much just like, here's the baby carrots again.
Yeah. That's it. Well, that's like, it's so, because I was low key vegan when I was pregnant both uh-huh. times, like not intentionally. Uh-huh. My body just basically said, it did not want any form of meat. It didn't mm-hmm. want to smell. Like, there was not allowed to be meat cooked in my house. both times. Wow. It was, like, very weird until the end with Ren. Mm-hmm. But, like, it was veggies and pineapples and watermelons. And for 9 months for both my kids, that was very sustainable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, I never kept with it. And whenever I, like, see your stuff or do your stuff or go there, I'm like, man, I could figure this out.
It's hard, I will say, to be vegan if you don't, like, cook a lot for yourself. Like, uh-huh. that's definitely...
Because she's like looking at me like, no.
Yeah, because I like cooking so much. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, it's just part of my, like, routine. But if you don't, it can be, you know, that it takes up just time in general if you're going to cook all the time anyway, whether or not it's vegan. But it's just, yeah, we want to make sure you're, like, hitting all those things, you know, that you're getting enough nutrients. Especially my boyfriend, it's like, he's... bikes a lot, so it's like I need to make sure he's like eating enough.
Right, you're like, can you please? Yeah. Here's this and this.
Yeah,
he just eats
a lot of trail mix when he is, you know, still hungry from in between or whatever, in between meals, things like that. But
yeah. So, what's your biggest piece of advice then? I mean, this is twofold, mm-hmm. and then I think this is how we'll like wrap it up in like a great way. Mm-hmm. Biggest piece of advice one. To somebody who wants to come in but has never been there, like may or may not be vegan. Mm-hmm. Start there.
Oh, I would say, well, whenever people come in and they haven't tried anything on the menu, we're going to do some overkill on the avocado toast. But I usually recommend that, at least like one piece to try, or if it's like people, if it's like a couple and they, you know, want to try a bunch of stuff, I'm like, well, at least get that to share because it is, you know, by far the biggest seller on the menu. But, I mean, the smoothies and smoothie bowls are, like, a great bet because you're not going to everyone likes smoothies, you know. So
right.
it's, like, you're not going to dislike that. And it's not so far out of anything that you would have had in your life. I mean, our quesadilla, too, is, like, the one other big thing that is. It's so popular and people, it's really filling. And eating it, you wouldn't even know, like, that it's different from any other quesadilla you'd get in a regular
place.
Yeah.
And then what is your biggest piece of advice to anybody who would want to open more than one location?
I would say that's hard. I think it's just, like, that you have to just, like, jump in and do it. I mean, not everything's going to be perfect. Like, I would be like, no, everything has to be totally, like, 100% perfect in this store before I can move on to the next one. but it's never going to be, and especially in the restaurant world, like, it just, that's not possible. So just being like, we're gonna do it, whether or not we're like feel ready, really, like, just jumping in with 2 feet, and like, if you've got a good staff that, you know, is behind you, then you can get a lot done. So
that's awesome.
Well, it's perfect.
Thank you so much for coming to hang out with us.
Yeah, this is great.
Straight out of work.
I haven't gotten to talk about Fruitive like this in a long time because no one was doing interviews and stuff. Yeah. No one was talking to each other except for on Zoom, so it's nice to be with everyone.
I know, in a room with people.
Look, we're in a room. It's so great. You guys don't know it, but we are. Yeah. Okay. Well, awesome. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye, everybody.